It's the vitamin associated with the sun that we absorb through our skin and increasingly block out when we use sunblock to avoid getting skin cancer. Vitamin D is also available in some foods, but as the world gets fatter, vitamin D gets trapped in body fat. What doctors are now discovering is that many people don't have enough vitamin D. That's why Dr. Michael Erwig gives lectures on vitamin D to the staff at George Washington University Hospital.
Vitamin D has become a very hot topic in medicine now, as we're discovering very high levels of vitamin D deficiency in our population, not only in the United States, but worldwide.
Vitamin D helps our bodies absorb calcium and helps form and maintain strong bones. Extreme vitamin D deficiency causes deformities in children and weak bones in adults. Doctors rarely see these conditions, but studies have linked vitamin D deficiency to a number of serious health problems, including heart disease, several types of cancer, osteoporosis, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, and some autoimmune disorders. Low levels of vitamin D are even associated with high blood pressure.
What's very interesting about vitamin D is it's involved all throughout the body, and it's involved on a local level. So you can have vitamin D active in the breast, in the prostate, in the colon, and it's thought that the locally acting vitamin D is helping to protect the body against these cancers by regulating how cells grow and how cells die.
Doctors are finding connections between vitamin D and pregnancy.
There have been some studies showing that if you give pregnant women 4,000 units of vitamin D a day, their rates of complications in pregnancy are much decreased. So if you look at things like infection, preterm delivery, even gestational diabetes mellitus is all reduced with giving pregnant women higher doses of vitamin D.
The Institute of Medicine, which advises the U.S. government on health, is expected to update its recommended amount of vitamin D by September. It currently recommends 200 to 600 units of vitamin D daily. But many experts, including Dr. Erwig, recommend adults take 1,000 to 2,000 units a day, an amount only possible to get through supplements. Carol Pearson, VOA News.